بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد الحمد لله الذي نبرد الله سبحانه وتعالى درفتز the month of شعبان رمضان is on the window step and for us to enter into the month of Ramadan as it tells us they prepare our hearts already for that beautiful guest of the month of Ramadan Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us the host and we will host the month of Ramadan who will be the guest and we have now so to see the last few weeks left last few laps left before we meet and we look for the moon of the month of Ramadan. So to prepare for that we have what you say the month of Ramadan of our life. That my heart must change. As Mawlana mentioned now, this kafiyati ihsani. Allah Ta'ala grants me that ihsan of the heart. And ta'abud Allah ka'annaka tarahu. That you worship Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala as if we can see Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Muhaddithin explain, what does this mean? That to worship Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala as if we can see Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. They say that if you could see Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, how would you make your ibadat? If you could see Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, the muhabbat, His love, Allah's reaction to you. When you're standing in Salah, Hazrat says in Salah also, in this jalwat of Salah, we're standing with all the musallis. But in the jalwat now we get khalwat also. That we have such a deep connection with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Ya Allah, it's only me and you and nobody else. I make Allahu Akbar, I forget everything else. That even my mind wants to go out of Salah. But I found that gully, that alley of Allah's muhabbat, and I don't want to leave that gully. Ya Allah, I want to stay here forever. Like Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when they used to start their ibadat, it wasn't to complete it, it was to enjoy it. Unfortunately, my Taraweeh also, we say now, where's the fastest Taraweeh? Ya Alamun Ta'alamun. You see, Sahaba Ikram used to start the Salah not to finish it. Two Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum into the battlefield. And one Sahabi said that I will take rest half the night and you stand up half the night. He said it's a deal. And he stands up in Salah. And the enemy sees a person motionless standing up in Salah. If I use an arrow at him, one arrow in the back, but no movement from him. A second arrow, a third arrow. Allah make maaf, one fly, one mosquito, our namaz is gone. He finishes his Salah, wakes up, I've been attacked. He sees blood oozing from his body. Why didn't you stop? Why didn't you break your Salah? He said, I started Suratul Kahf. I was enjoying it so much, I didn't want to end my Salah. I want to finish the Surah and then I woke you up. So how would they would make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if they could see Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah Ta'ala give us the kifiyat. From Ghazali Rahmatullah Ali says, ibadat is not only Salah. Ibadat is Salah, is Quran tilawat, dhikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, it is nikah, tijarat, ziraat, farming, agriculture, all is ibadat. In every step of my life now, I'm involved in the ibadat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala with this consciousness that Allah is with me. Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. Doesn't insan know Allah is ever watching over him? Allah knows every action of his, was going through his heart, the thoughts, the mind. That is why we stay with the Ahle Dil, with those that have hearts. The muhabbat of Allah, the pure thoughts that go through their heart and their mind. So our four streams that connect, these four streams that are filling the heart, whether it be the eyes, it be the tongue, the mouth, our ears, our mind, these four streams that we import everything from outside into the heart, that we purify all these streams. One stream out of four becomes napak, there's urine in there. The entire now reservoir, the dam will become napak also. So by staying in the company of the Ahlullah, we see how they use their eyes, how they look, what they look at. When it comes to their ears, when it comes to their tongues, when it comes to how they think, how they react, how their minds and hearts are working, that the entire 24 hours become the ibadat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives them that maqam of nafs mutma'inna. Then the entire life becomes a life of ihsan. Kifiyat ihsan, as I say, then the person's life becomes enjoyable. When he looks at his wife also, that becomes the ibadat. As I say, we don't know how to love our wives. We don't know how to love our children because we don't know how to love Allah. When we begin to learn how to love my Creator, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, then we'll understand from there what it is to love my wife. To what extent? How to love my wife? When Muhammad Ilyas Abu Rahmatullah is explaining ilm and dhikr, he says the maqsad of dhikr is to remind oneself and to understand that may Allah kabandahu and the sleep of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 24 hours in a day. You see, even I'm making nikah also, I'm fulfilling the command of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Not to forget that also. He says, when he comes to my wife also, she's getting married, and I'm getting married also because the command of Allah, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I have to love my wife because it's the command of Allah. My wife to love me because it's a command of Allah. Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when Allah's command, which is bigger than this now, to leave my wife, to go for salah, to go in the path of Allah, to attend the majalis, then my wife will understand also that this is also the command of Allah. That this command of Allah is bigger than the command of Allah to stay with me and to love me. Because my marriage, my muhabbat and my love is based upon the command of Allah. The muhabbat of Allah. This is ihsan in my home also. Everything is done because of the muhabbat of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. So this we have come now to understand what is أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه. That in my jalwat, in my life, in my business also, there I'm so busy. As it explains to us, a person has got so many cell phones, so many contracts, so many telecom numbers, and he's so busy all the time. They're dispatching now from one country, ordering from another country. There's no time to see their time. And he says, he's so busy. But, say, qaza akar. Most just comes all of a sudden. This whole hangama. The entire busyness of your life. Maud just makes it khamush, absolutely silent and quiet. He's gone from this world. Before we leave this world, my dear brothers, how to get the connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The business of mine also. How to make my business deen. How to make this also an ibadat. Hazrat says we go to our businesses, but is my business ibadat or just is it dunya? Is just dunya or is it really ibadat? We say we're going to work, it's ibadat, but is it truly ibadat? So we learn from Hazrat Wala that in that whole shaghal, the busyness of ours, for that moment of time also not to become ghafil, not to forget my Allah. How to tune the heart that, Ya Allah, I can't forget you. I'm so busy talking on the phone or engaging in a deal, whatever it may be. I'm in jalwat right now. I'm busy, but my heart is in khalwat. How does that happen? Hazrat explains that Wali of Allah in the haram of Makkah, Makarramah, and he's making tawaf and he sees a person holding the ghilaf of the Kaaba Sharif. He's tearing profusely, tears are flowing down his cheeks, his heart and his chest attached to the wall of the Kaaba Sharif. He's holding the ghilaf, he's making dua to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala grants mukashafa. Allah Ta'ala removes the veils between his heart and the heart of the person making dua. And he sees the kayfiyat and quality of the person's heart. He's making dua to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, but his heart is in the business back home. Yes, jisman, he's here, physically he's here, but the heart is not here. And when that buzurg leaves the haram of Makkah, Makarramah, he sees a young boy running a shop, busy, absolute giving change, taking stock, giving goods, serving customers. Allah Ta'ala removes the veil between the heart, and this buzurg sees this young boy, he's so busy physically, but the heart is throbbing and yearning, Ya Allah, when can I go back to the haram Sharif? He's really over there. So to get this sifati ihsan in my business also, that's why the hadith Sharif says among those 10 people that will enjoy the shade of the arsh of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala on the day of qiyamah, rajulun qalbu mu'allakum bil masajid. The person whose heart is linked to the house of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he will enjoy the shade of the arsh of Allah. Person can be so busy, whatever it may be also, but he's taking the time. 1 hour left for Zuhur, half an hour left for Zuhur. I'm going to start making tayari. He's waiting to get back to the house of Allah. Once he's there, I want to leave. I have to leave because I have to. Otherwise, I'll stay in the house of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. His tijarat now becomes ibadah. Not that like myself, last minute we'll rush for salah, quickly. Wuzu last minute, get onto the musalla. We hardly can know what qiraat we read also. Make our salah quickly. We park the car badly outside. We're going to rush back out. Now my salah hasn't become ibadah also now. I just say in and out. But the person from the morning already has in his mind that Ya Allah, today I'll be early for salah. For my zuhur, my asr salah, my entire day is based around my salah. Ya Allah, Allah give us the kayfiyat, bless us and open our hearts, the locks of our hearts. Ya Allah, accept it.